News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fionnuala Jones, broadcaster and podcaster, you have been writing about the difficulty in maintaining female friendships. Tell me what your thinking is on all of this, please. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, it's been something that's kind of been knocking around my head for the last little while. And I suppose I'm just in this really kind of transitional corridor, I suppose, of my life in which I'm about to get married. Lots of my friends are getting married or are already married. People are moving away, moving on with their lives, starting families, stuff like that. And it just kind of hit me in the moment that I was like, God, I feel like I blinked and so much of what I know about friendship and like my own friendships have changed. And I feel like I haven't done anything to stop that. And also I don't know how to maintain or kind of improve the friendships I have now. And I feel like nobody talks about it. Like, it's very hard.
That's very interesting. But you clearly are at a life stage, and there will be many more of them to come, Fionnuala. I say this as somebody a bit older than you, where you're about to get married and friends are starting families. I would have said, looking back on that time now, that you get a whole new clutch of friends when you have small kids because of school and because of, I suppose, mother and toddler groups, or even just because of shared experiences. Is that reasonable? Like, I think, you know, sometimes we have different friends at different times in our lives. Is that not okay?
I think that's totally reasonable. I think it is okay. I suppose where I was coming from was, because it hasn't happened to me yet, I'm on this precipice of everything's changing and change is really scary and I don't know what's coming down the tracks or what to expect. And I suppose also just from the female perspective of things and with working in the industry that I do, and I, Ciara, you'll know this yourself, like it's a very, friendship can be very weird among women, maybe when things go wrong or things are unsaid and there are communication issues, and then suddenly it's someone you're best friends with, you haven't spoken to in months and months and months, and nobody knows how to bridge the gap, even though potentially the other friend is also sitting at home, maybe having the same spiraling thoughts that I'm having. I just find maybe it's not unique to women, but when I did post the piece that I wrote on Instagram about it, it seemed to resonate a lot with women. Yeah. And I had a lot of people reaching out saying that they had similar experiences with specific friendships or whatever, or that they were thinking about this constantly, about how we never talk about this kind of stuff among even our own closest friends.
Fionnuala, do you think that there's a competitiveness sometimes in female friendships, or that there's a kind of the frenemy thing? Do you know what I mean?
100%. And that's the thing. And nobody wants to talk about that because, like, it is a bit awkward. It is a bit awkward to go to a best friend or an acquaintance and say, you know, maybe they've gotten a promotion or something or whatever, or the kids thing or whatever. And maybe you're in your own position trying to, you know, feel happy for them as well. But you do have the normal feelings of maybe it's a bit of jealousy, maybe it's a bit of anger, whatever. It's really hard to communicate that directly without obviously wanting to rain on your friend's parade. And then I think that is what leads to the festering and the issues, and it becomes a whole other thing then, where it becomes this unspoken thing between the two of you, and your other friend will recognise it then as well. It is that competitive factor, 100%.
I find at this point in my life, I'm actually in a great place, and I actually do have very good friends, but a lot of my very good friends are, like, my best friend has been my friend. I've been since we were in school in junior infants together. Do you know what I mean? And I don't have those issues. But I find over the course of my life, Fionnuala, I have shed people I have those issues with rather than trying to sort it out, because it's kind of easier. And I actually find it a more comfortable thing to just pal around with people that I don't have those kind of awkward, thorny sort of relationships with. Is that the wrong way to approach this, do you think? Just moving away from what doesn't suit you?
Well, no, I think that does make sense. I think it is also a thing of, it can't be a thing where your entire friend, and I'm not a friendship expert and I'm absolutely not positioning myself as
No, I'm interested in your view though.
But it can't be something that overtakes your entire friendship, where it is a thing where both of you are going tit for tat on things. And it seems like, you know, I suppose my piece is about, like, acknowledging the difficult feelings, but also, you know, maybe recognizing that also a lot of the times, like, they're not rational. You know what I mean? As much as the people who reached out to me and said the piece resonated with them, they said it was very much internal thoughts, and they're able to eventually, like, work through them and move past them and recognize, you know, like, there is space for everyone. You don't have to like every woman. You don't have to be friends with every woman. That's a big thing as well.
Is it hard to call this stuff out or even talk about it now because we are all supposed to be down with the sisterhood?
I think there's like there's an element of that. I think maybe that's a bit oversimplified, but yeah, like I think that's one of the things that I struggle with, where it's a case of you can't even recognize these feelings in yourself because you don't want to seem to be like a bitch, essentially, because that's what you'd be labeled as, you know? So I think that's the difficult thing for women as well. Like nobody wants to come across as like mean or whatever else, but sometimes you just have these feelings and you're annoyed and you have no way to get them out other than I did through writing, you know?
You've no outlet. Look, it's a really interesting and kind of thought-provoking, I suppose, conversation, and very interesting that what you have posted about it. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Fionnuala Jones, our broadcaster and podcaster and content creator.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.